Okay, let's begin. Spine, neck long, and the shoulders are relaxed, elbows are relaxed, hands are on your lap. And softly, gently close your eyes, and let's open up our inner eye by imagining long straight line is coming down from above your head, reaches the top, and coming down through the center of your head and neck and spine, reaches the base, and the line is still going down and down and down into the ground, and finally reaches the very center of the planet. So look at this long straight line penetrating you, and by doing this, your consciousness is wide open to all the directions, and you start sensing the energy around you. You are firmly grounded, your chakras are settled, your consciousness starts traveling freely in and out of your body. Plus, the baggage in your mind starts dropping off through this line one by one. So enjoy observing this big shift of the state of mind by this very simple step. So you are grounding firmly. Your energy is so stable. And you stop doing things. You are so relieved. So let's go further with the deep breathing. Inhale deeply. And exhale completely. Inhale again. And exhale. Inhale again. And this time, you exhale and completely, and you feel you finish exhalation, exhale again. And inhale briefly and exhale again, slowly, completely, and again exhale. Inhale briefly and exhale and exhale. Don't judge yourself. The exhalation is finished, not yet. You can exhale more. Inhale briefly and exhale, exhale, exhale. A few more times with your own pace. You can exhale more, more and more. And you don't need to inhale much. Then again, inhale deeply and exhale completely and comfortably. Inhale again and exhale. Then inhale deeply and then inhale again. Exhale briefly and inhale again and again. So same thing. Don't judge. You receive too much already. You can receive more. You have more capacity. Don't judge in the middle of the way. Encourage yourself. You receive more. And exhale briefly. And inhale. And inhale. Then again, inhale deeply, comfortably, and exhale deeply, comfortably. Then release your intention completely. Now observe your natural breathing. Natural and quiet breathing. Now we are ready for a next level of deep breathing. It's God's deep breathing. Imagine God is in front of you and God is doing a deep breath. So God exhales longer than usual, more than usual towards you, and God breath is coming to you much more than usual, and you receive God breath, you receive God love and passion and compassion. Now God inhales slowly, completely, and his breath is coming out from you slowly and completely. God's big breath is coming to you now again, with a big amount of abundance, peace and joy. And God inhales now. His breath is slowly coming out. So receive God's breath a few more times. Don't judge yourself. I can't receive more. I can't get more love. I can't get more abundance. I can't get more passion. I can't get more safety. I can't get more joy. I can't get more trust. Don't judge that. God is giving to you. You just receive. Just observe. Allow you yourself not to resist. Just accept. Then come back to normal breathing, natural, quiet breathing, and relax. With this quiet breathing and with this quiet mind, let's observe what kind of grievances, grief, sorrow, anger, blame, and so on in your mind. Why my life is like this? Why such things happening to me? Why I can't break through this issue? Why I can't accept abundance? I can't find my path. Why he is like that? Why he, she told me such kind of a way? Blah, blah, blah. Why? What? How? It might be very small thing. It might be life issue. Why did my father do that to me 30 years ago? Why did my daughter do such things yesterday? Why I have to go to dentist again? Such things. So now, these why, these how, these what, ask, not ask. Instead of asking to you, let's ask to Holy Spirit. I don't know why I have to go to dentist again and have to spend much money again. Please show me, please tell me. Why I have to experience such grief again? I don't know. Please tell me. So don't try to fix or accuse yourself or accuse somebody else. Instead, you say, I don't know. Please show me, please tell me, Holy Spirit or God. Why I'm in New York now and doing this? I don't know. Please show me. I'm sick again. I don't know why. Please show me. I don't know how you like to give me the experience of love through this. I have no idea. So please show me. Don't hesitate to ask, you know, small things. So let's lead the spirit our lives. Let's stop following ego's whispering. Instead, let spirit lead our lives, our behavior, our decision. Everything is following Holy Spirit, your spirit. Even such things, what kind of diet I should choose, and so many information, and what should I pick? So ask Holy Spirit, I don't know what's the best for me. Please show me. I'm following you. I don't know what to eat, what to do, what to say, whom I'm with, where I'm going. Please show me. So point is, don't ask to yourself. Don't give any voice to your ego. Instead, talk to Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is your friend. And your guide, of course. So as long as you ask Holy Spirit everything like this, any kind of grievances are great because it's a great doorway to connect with the Holy Spirit and a great opportunity to see miracles or synchronicity the Holy Spirit will show you. How about this relationship, that relationship? So ask, I don't know about this relationship. Please show me. Create so many question marks in your mind. If you have three question marks in your mind and keep them, you definitely will have your experience of three exclamations mark. Aha. So joy of life is full of aha moment. So to invite more such a joyful moment, you have to create more and more question mark. Question marks to Holy Spirit. Teach me, show me, tell me, because I don't know, because I have no idea. Why I live here? I have no idea. Why I'm doing here? I have no idea. Why we are here in this room right now, this morning, together? We have no idea. True idea is always beyond our imagination. Beyond our judgment. So keep your grievances in yourself by repeatedly asking to yourself, why this? What this? How to do? How to fix this, blah, blah, blah. Why I keep a fear in me? Why this trauma is still here? Blah, 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 blah. These grievances hide the light of the world in you. Meaning, it's difficult to see the light outside of you because there is no inside and outside actually. So if you can't see the light in you, you can't see the light anywhere. So your grievances hide the light of the world in you. So change your grievances to the holy question marks to Holy Spirit. Maybe ultimate question mark is this. I have no idea who am I. Please show me. Or like this. I really love him, but I have no idea who he is. Please show me. This is one of the ways to purify your mind. Okay, so many blaming, anger, and self-talk is now shifted to the holy question mark. And the connection with the Holy Spirit. So please keep these question marks in you. And if the new question mark comes, don't change it to the self-blaming and accusement, and instead just ask Holy Spirit again. And I'm telling you, you will get exclamation mark moment. My grievance says, hide the light of the world in me. This is from Course in Miracles Workbook Lesson 96. So, how to escape from this state? You can just change the question mark to Holy Spirit. This is a lesson of this week. So bring your consciousness onto your quiet, natural breathing. Holy Spirit is taking care of you. Holy Spirit, listen to your question marks. Receive the Holy Spirit's appreciation, God's gratitude towards you. And with this gratitude, slowly put your head down and come out of meditation, please. Thank you very much for sharing. If you have a time, please stay here and receive a spiritual healing. Thank you.